This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scripper-McClain and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 28 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and with me on today's show is Michelle Scribner-McClain. Michelle, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy January.
Well, I have a shout-out today, and my shout-out is to our friend Dom Abram, and he let us know on our Facebook page. He's a great runner buddy of ours. He is from Minnesota, and he got lots of goo for Christmas, and that's just a runner's dream. So I think he's a super nice guy, and we thank him for listening, and his wife Laura too.
And my guess, it's vegan goo.
Is there vegan goo?
Oh, who knows? There must be. It's vegan. Yeah.
Oh, Cliff is vegan. Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Also with us on the show from SockGeek.com and Capital City Running is Steve Bernhardt. How you doing, Steve?
Absolutely outstanding. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
It's going to be a big year of running. I know we still got we got a big race coming up here in a couple of days, but sitting here at the beginning of the year and laying out that calendar for the next 12 months is always a lot of fun. So I hope everybody's got some big goals out there and are getting all that information laid in now so they can get to their training and have a great 2013 year of running.
I'm sure everybody has all kinds of plans in January. And we have big plans for this show because what we're going to do at this show, we're going to talk about two things. First, we're going to talk about, as we're approaching the Walt Disney World Marathon weekend, we have many people who are coming down for the very first time. And so what we want to do is we want to give them as much preparation as possible. So we're going to talk about what we feel you need to keep in mind when you're packing for the Walt Disney World Marathon weekend. And we'll talk about that for the first half of the show. And for the second half of the show, we're going to talk about dealing with injuries and the kinds of things that a lot of people don't like to talk about, but I think it's important for all runners to think about things like injuries and what it means and how you deal with them. So, and what motivated us into putting together the show was a letter that we received from one of our listeners, and I'm going to turn it over to Michelle, and I'll let you, Michelle, read the letter.
Okay, so one of our listeners, Timothy Spicer, wrote a note on Facebook that we thought was very appropriate, and it says, "Hello, Michelle, Mike, and Steve. I've been running for about 2 years now, and I have done many 5Ks and 10Ks and one half marathon. I wanted to make my first full a Disney race, and what better race than the 20th Disney World Marathon? So I signed up this year. My only regret was not finding your podcast sooner. However, I'm now caught up on all of your podcasts, and I love them. Thanks, Timothy. Great info for all of us newbies to the Disney races, and I hope to meet you guys at some point during Marathon Weekend. So, since we are officially 2 weeks from Marathon Day when he wrote this, will you please do an episode on what the essentials you should pack for a trip? I've started a list for myself, but I know I'm going to forget something. Since this is my first Disney race, I know the veterans will think of things that the newbies may not. Thanks so much for your podcast and your dedication to Disney and running. Look forward to seeing you guys, and I'm looking forward to wearing the Mickey spinning medal from Tim Spicer. Look for him in Corral E. Okay, so that was a good way to set us up.
Right, and that's a good, I mean, it makes a good point. One of the things that we can start off right from the top is that you need to understand that weather in January in Orlando, Florida is unpredictable. You don't know. It could be 80 degrees. It could be 30 degrees. So you need to prepare for all types of weather. So having said that, let's start off, Michelle, we're going to go from top to bottom. What every runner should pack regarding running gear, okay?
Oh, you want me to get started with that? Sure. Okay, well, the first thing is that when I think of going to Disney races, as Mike said, I think of really packing for you know, different gear for different races and different weather conditions. So I end up bringing quite a lot in January. The first thing I would think of for myself is a throwaway hat. If it's going to be cold, just in case, just get one at Target or Walmart, a visor or a running cap. I use a headband. I use a sweaty band, but if you use a headband, a buff or a gaiter for the top, some sunglasses, and the ladies need to wear a comfortable sports bra, one that you've used and you know is going to be really comfortable. And the men might need to use something else, right, Mike? We talked about this. If they have issues with the top part.
What, Michelle?
Don't make me say it.
I'm confused.
The nipple protectors. All right, oh. I said it. Yeah, or Band-Aids, whatever you guys use for that.
Nip guards.
Nip guards, thank you. Thank you for not making...
What's so hard about that?
It's not every day a girl says nipple on a podcast. Okay, mittens or gloves. Again, I like to use the just cheap $1 throwaway gloves, a compression shirt. I have another layer on top usually because I'm always so cold, like a throwaway sweatshirt. Maybe if it's raining, a light running jacket that you can tie around your waist if it gets too hot. A lot of people use, if it's raining, a garbage bag, or you can buy inexpensive poncho or rain gear. You can buy that at the expo too, but you know, if you think about it ahead of time, just get something from Target or Walmart or the dollar store. And then going down for the feet, running tights or shorts, compression socks if you wear them, or compression gear, maybe another sweatpants for throwaway, and then wonderful Sock Geek socks, and then some sneakers. So that's top to bottom what I thought of. Do you guys think of anything else?
Okay, Steve, your turn. Steve, can you think of anything?
Well, I think maybe one thing I would do is break it out is, particularly, you know, we've gotten a lot of emails from people that are running the Goofy. One thing I might consider if I was running the Goofy is I might actually bring two different pairs of shoes. I may have a shoe for Saturday and a shoe for Sunday. It's not necessary, but based on the distance or based on the time on your feet, how fresh you want your shoes to be on Sunday for the marathon, bring in two separate pairs of shoes if you've got two pairs dialed in might be helpful. So that was one thought that I've had, but,
can I just add to that? I even like to bring flip flops because after running such a long distance, the last thing I want to do is put my feet in another pair of sneakers that day. So I bring flip flops or sandals or something just with a big toe box so that my feet can.
No, that's good advice. That's very good advice. You know, I've run the marathon down there in just about every kind of conceivable amount of weather. Like Mike said, it can be just about anything. So I guess just as a bit of advice is, you know, just before you're making that last packing to head down there, you know, look at that weather forecast. And even though you should bring enough stuff to make sure you're prepared for just about anything, hopefully once we get within a couple of 3, 4, 5 days of that, we'll have a pretty good idea of what we're faced with.
As far as what I could add, I just take several of everything. Okay, so now let's talk about, we've dealt with the clothing now. How about the running gadgets? And we'll start off with Gadget Girl. Michelle, what kind of gadgets or what kind of accessories should we be packing for this week?
Oh boy, I have a long list for this one too. So I know Steve might not agree with this, but I bring my iPod. And I know that we talked about this before on the show. I'm not going to go into it, but I do bring an iPod, and I usually listen with in the duller areas of the race, which there aren't too many. But I also bring two sets of headphones because one year I was running and it was raining and my headphones stopped working, so I bring two sets of headphones, my GPS watch. Some people bring a camera, an inexpensive camera, because you're going to see lots of characters, so if you want to stop, you can take camera. I run with my phone sometimes, depending on the length of the race, and I use that as a camera. I use my running belts, my Gym Boss, which is my, if you're doing the Galloway method, it's the thing that beeps, lets you do your walk run. Goo, if you like specific flavors, I bring my own goo. Chapstick, Body Glide, Band-Aids for any last minute, especially if you're running more than one race, if you have any, or if you're just walking around the park and you get blisters. Any bands or braces that you run with. I know I have a band for my IT band that I need. Extra pins, any extra electrolyte drink, a recovery drink, KT tape or kinesio tape. those inexpensive hand warmers that you can buy. I run with a little package of Biofreeze, but they actually have that on the course. If you have a road ID, which I have now, thanks to Steve. And that's what I bring in terms of gadgets and other gear.
Holy cow, Steve. It sounds like you're getting ready to run the marathon to Sobbles across the Sahara Desert.
I know.
I thought running was simple.
Yeah. I don't necessarily use all of that, but I bring it all. I'm not all running right. with the goo.
Holy all cow, you got to take right. two suitcases down there.
All right, Steve, I double dog dare you to add to that.
I know, I'm at a loss. I think maybe one thing, did you say Body Glide?
Yes, I did.
Oh man, I missed that one. I missed that one in the cascade of,
sorry.
Of ideas. No, I think we've got it covered, you know. It's
if you want to hire me for your store, Steve, I'm available exactly, on weekends.
Exactly. You could do some amazing upselling. it sounds like you've got it covered from A to Z. I'm gonna make a list off of what you just described, and I know I'll be ready on race day. Mike, did you see anything she missed?
Well, let's see. I'm going to. I may have missed hearing her say this, but Michelle, did you talk about your own favorite running belt to run with?
Yep, I said running belt.
How about bringing the electrolyte drink mix that you?
Yeah, I said that too.
Recovery drink for those doing.
I said recovery drink.
Okay, how
Where
about
are you, Mr. Scopa?
How about? Well, I'm taking notes. How about bands or braces that you would wear on your leg?
Said that too.
Covered that one as well.
All right. Do you want to bet I have something that you didn't say?
I'm not bringing the nipple guards, but okay, go ahead.
How about one of those, like a circuit breaker or a circuit bar that you plug into the wall that has a number of outlets so that you can plug in things like your iPod and your phone and that kind of stuff?
Very well played, sir.
Very well played. Oh, here's one I just came up with real just quick. And this is just to make sure we get up on time, but is a backup alarm clock.
Oh, good idea.
I don't know about you guys, but that's probably my biggest thing, you know, especially with these early morning races like Disney where we got to get up so early and we're starting so early. Boy, that paranoia that I have of my, you know, missing my alarm, you know. So I'll have at least two, maybe even three alarms set, you know what I mean? One maybe 10 minutes after another just to make sure. So make sure everybody bring a backup alarm with them.
I'll tell you, Steve, I set my cell phone, I do wake up call, I set the alarm clock in the room, and I think I've run about two dozen Disney races. I have never slept long enough for those alarms to go off. I wake up and I say, come on, alarm, get on. You know,
he hires a mariachi band to be outside the room at a certain time.
I'm so paranoid about oversleeping that the alarm, you know, the alarm never goes off before I'm awake and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I think we helped him. Yes. He's going to have to slow it down and listen to it a few times. But I'm going to put this list when the show comes out. I'll put it on our Facebook page too.
Outstanding.
Okay, the second half of our show, we're going to talk about injuries and dealing with them when you're training and all kinds of tough decisions that you may have to make along the way of training for a race. And Michelle, did you want to start this?
Sure. Well, this was sort of my idea, and I approached Mike with this because it really had to do with him, and I know we have another good friend of ours who had to make that decision. And it's kind of the feeling that you get when you have to make a call that you don't want to make, and you might have some disappointment over that decision. But something happened to Mike, and he said to make a difficult decision, and we wanted to kind of talk about how you feel about that, but how to go on from there. So, Mike, do you want to talk about what's happening with you?
Okay, so in early September, I was moving quite along. I was in the approaching the teens as far as long miles on the weekends and really moving towards training appropriately and carefully for the marathon. I sustained an injury. I re-injured my knee, which I had injured a long time ago, and I ended up going to an ortho surgeon, do a whole bunch of stuff. It's just too long to tell everybody what happened. Basically, I was off my feet for 2 months. I mean, literally off my feet. I should have been on crutches. It was really, really bad. Had some treatment and finally started walking around early November. And then I talked with my doctor and he said, you can run, but you need to be careful of the mileage. You need to be careful of the speed. So I slowly got back, and right around Thanksgiving, I started to run. Oh, it was Thanksgiving? Yeah, right around Thanksgiving, I started to run. And basically, I'm back to half marathon plus miles. And it's not an easy task to go from zero to half marathon distance in a month after you haven't run for 2 or 3 months. But I thought I had a shot at doing doing enough training for the full. But one of the issues, and we've talked about this on the show, is that at this point, I should be tapering and not building. And I continue to build. This past weekend, I had to make a really tough decision. And I thought, you know, I think my body is telling me certain things. And because I'm pushing it, because I'm trying to do something that I probably, my body is trying to send me signals on, I've decided to pull out of the Walt Disney World Marathon this year. And it's the first time, well, it's not the first time I had to pull out of the Wine and Dine. And I did it for a number of reasons. Number one, I want to practice what I preach. And I've often said many times, you don't want to overtrain. And I was getting to that threshold of overtraining. And overtraining means you're setting yourself up for injury. And I want to run beyond January. As much as January is important to me and everyone who's running, I need to be very careful. So that's one reason why I pulled out. Second reason is that I have a lot of people, and I'm going to mention my team, Team All Ears, everybody who was concerned. And I kept on getting all kinds of emails and messages, and I know people were concerned. People were offering to run with me. And, you know, I can't have that. I need people to run their races. I don't need people to worry about me. I don't want that to be on their minds, especially, you know, you, Michelle, too. You said, you know, you wanted to run with me. And I said, you know, I don't even know if I could do the race. I don't want you to worry about me. So I decided that also has to play into this. You have to be, you can't be selfish, and you can't say, you know, I want to run at this, that, I want to do this, when you're really not sure if you can. Now, my thought is that I probably could finish. I could probably gut it out, but I don't know if it would be wise. There is a procedure that I'm going to undertake a few days after the marathon weekend to help me even more, and I didn't want to endanger that by maybe blowing up my knee running the race. So for that reason, for those reasons, I'm not running. And here's the thing that Michelle and I talked about this, we thought, you know, it's something that some people have to decide upon, and it's a very, very tough decision. And one of the things you have to think about is your short-term goals. You have to think about the flags, the signs that your body sends you. And, you know, you try to work within the parameters of what you and your doctor make as far as a plan. But once you go a little bit beyond those parameters and once those flags and signs show up, you need to make an intelligent decision. And, you know, I think this is an intelligent decision. And most importantly is that I'm okay with it. Now, I also reserve the right to show up at the start line on Sunday morning, but I don't think so. But Michelle and I thought it was very important to talk about stuff like this. So I hope I didn't go too long, Michelle.
No, I think you know, I really commend you for sharing that, because I know it hasn't been an easy journey. I think one of the things you forgot to mention, too, after your injury, then when you were running again, you got a stomach bug. So that put you on the sidelines for about a week, too, so you were dehydrated. But I think we have a very good friend of ours who had an accident recently, training for the Goofy, broke her ankle. These are really, really tough decisions. We trained for months. It's disappointing. But I think the bottom line is that you have to keep in mind that for most of us, we want to keep on running. And Steve, we were talking about this before the show, too, and you made a great comment. Do you want to share what you said?
You know, I always still, you know, I run into a lot of people owning a running store that, you know, get injured coming in for races and that stuff. And I think one thing I have to tell them is, you know, the great thing about marathons is that there's always another marathon. So, you know, I know that disappointment. I've missed a Chicago marathon 1 year. I missed a grandma's marathon 1 year. And so I know that, that feeling. And, you know, the best thing to do is to, you know, put it in perspective and get healthy and set new goals And before you know it, the pain of having to miss the current event goes away, and the excitement and the focus and everything comes into play for the next event, and we just kind of move on. We just move on. So I'm disappointed to hear that, Mike. I'm sorry to hear that, but it sounds like you made the right call. And I'll tell you what, right here on the Mickey Miles podcast, I'm going to dedicate my marathon to Mike Scopa.
Oh,
I'm running
really
for you,
nice.
Mike.
That's really nice.
There you go. So when I hit that 20 mile mark and I'm going, oh man, what am I doing out here? I'll think of you.
Well, I think Mike's still going to be out there cheering for us, right, Mike?
Oh yeah.
I'll be there cheering. I'll be following you guys. I am going to do the 5K, and I could do the half with no problem, but the full is a different beast. And I recognize, and I think it also comes with experience. It's one of the things that I think for a veteran runner, and I've been running a long time, 45 years, I don't know. I think it's easier for someone who's run a long time to understand and deal with it. And like you said, Steve, I want to be able to run another day, and I'm already signed up for the Princess Half, and I'm ready
there
to do that. So I think that's the case. And the whole idea here is to talk to those of you out there who are relatively new to running and who may not realize that, running is a great sport. It keeps you healthy, but it also is taxing on your body, and you need to understand and listen to your body. And sometimes, you have to step back, and there's no shame in it. It hurts, but you always have to think about, running tomorrow. So we thought that it would be a good idea for us to, bring that up. And there's nothing wrong with saying, I can't do it this time.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
So I guess that does
on that high note.
Well, we want to share about our meet coming up, right?
Yeah, we want to talk about the meet, and we are holding our Mickey Miles podcast meet on Friday, January 11th at 4 p.m. And I will show everybody my 5K medal. I will have that medal.
I'm sure other people will have their first 5K too, so we can see that. This is our first meet too, so this is going to be kind of fun.
Again,
I'm excited.
Yeah. Friday, January 11th, it's at 4 o'clock, and it's at the Beach Club Solarium. And so we hope to see everybody there. And Michelle will be there. Steve will be there. I will be there. And it'll be interesting to see how many people show up. I know there are a lot of people that
there'll be at least three people there showing up. And if you don't know where the Solarium is, if you're heading from the lobby in the Beach Club towards the gift shop, it's on the left. There's kind of a long hallway, and there's a TV in there. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
So for Michelle Scribner McLean, and I thank everyone for listening to me. And I just hope that, the whole idea of this podcast is to help those of you out there in many ways to handle whatever you need to handle as far as running a race and preparing a race. So this is just another way of us trying to meet our mission goal. So for Michelle Scribner McLean and for Steve Bernhardt, this is Mike Scopa saying, we'll see you on the road.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.